You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden, you heard this.
Autism is extremely hard to diagnose because it can't be tested using blood or genes. It's a behavioral disorder. Often a parent or teacher has to notice the signs and request a child be tested. Many people are living their lives without realizing they have autism, and this includes people in prison. Incarcerated reporter Kelton O'Connor brings us this story of a fellow inmate who's been living with autism for years without knowing it. It took him coming to San Quentin to get diagnosed.
My name is Joseph Crowder. I'm 34 years old. I'm serving a sentence of 15 years to life for second-degree murder. I've served 13 years of that sentence so far, and I'm a high-functioning autistic with Asperger's syndrome. It first came to my attention that I might be autistic when I was arrested at 23 years old. In jail, my court-appointed attorney told me, "Joe, we want to test you for Asperger's." And I said, "What is that?" Because at first I thought he said asparagus. He said, "It's a type of high-functioning autism." I was shocked and just said, "Okay." When my lawyer approached me with the test, he said, "Joe, you don't got it. We got to figure something else out for your defense." I believed him. I did nothing. I gave up. And years later, I figured out that the original test stated that it needed to be further investigated before a definite affirmation. I decided to seek further testing and diagnosis when I talked to my mom on the phone one day. Her friend's son looked like me, talked like me, and acted exactly like me. And my mom's girlfriend said, "Well, gosh, I hope not." And my mom said, "Well, why not?" And she said, "Because my son has autism." And so my mom said, "I'm going to send you some books that she recommended. The Complete Guide to Asperger Syndrome spelled out my life from A to Z." It was a shock because I went in as a cynic going, "I didn't have it. My lawyer told me I didn't have it." It sparked a fire in me to seek diagnosis and testing to see what is going on and what I can do to get better and fix what's broken. I was rejected for testing and diagnosis at 4 prisons when I was in reception at High Desert. I just told them I might have a comprehension problem, and they just gave me a picture test. And when I picked out all the flaws in it, they said, "You're fine." Several months later, I went to their mental health clinician and I asked him if I could be tested for Asperger syndrome. He said, "Well, you don't have Asperger's. I can tell just by looking at you." And I said, "Well, I have these books that say otherwise." And he said, "Well, I don't care about your books. Do you hear voices?" I said, "No." He said, "Do you see things that aren't there?" And I said, "No." And he said, "You're not my problem, Mr. Crowder. See yourself to the door." I attempted to give it one more shot. When I got called for mental health, the original interview was with a nurse. She said, "Well, we don't do that type of testing here." That was the same song and dance he had given me at CMC at High Desert. And I said, "Okay, that figures." And she said, "Besides, you're just misreading social cues. How important is that in prison?" I thought it was kind of important. The negative drawbacks as a high-functioning autistic would be the lack of theory of mind. A common name for it is called mind blindness, meaning that I cannot tell what a person is thinking or feeling at any given time unless I use pattern recognition, which means I recognize something that will trigger a recognition of, this means that they're angry or sad or hungry. But most of the time, I don't know what people are thinking or feeling. Therefore, I do not know whether or not I am annoying them, hurting them, making them happy, sad, etc. My original clinician that pulled me into the mental health program pushed for my diagnosis and testing because she saw how emotionally disrupted and depressed I was. I was going down in flames. I was in an emotional toilet. And she used whatever juice she had to push for the testing, and they tested me. I was tested and diagnosed here at San Quentin for high-functioning autism, Asperger's syndrome, in 2015. After I was diagnosed, I was in treatment for a year before I discovered that there was a psychiatrist who specialized in autism in the office directly next door to my intern clinician. When I began treatment with her, it felt like I had won the lottery. She knew exactly what I needed. She was a stranger, and I like broke down and cried in front of her. It was so much gratitude. She had been working for CDCR for at least 10 years, and she told me that I was the very first autistic in prison that she had worked with. The system can very easily develop protocols and therapies for autistics in prison. It's not hard. It's not expensive. It's my belief that there are several thousand autistics incarcerated in prison. The consequences, I think, for autistics that are left untreated in prison, I give it a 99 percentile negative reaction. Without theory of mind and positive social interaction, the thoughts and patterns that become ingrained in an autistic mind are so concreted that they don't change. It's not that they can't, but it's that without proper guidance or treatment, the quality of life would be terrible. Their criminality would continue. Their untreated, undocumented anger problems, depression problems, hypersensitivities. They would possibly go to extremes in order to treat themselves, not even knowing what was the true problem. For those of you that struggle to seek help and aid in therapies in the prison system, don't give up hope. For every 10 people that don't care, there's at least 2 that do. I got to this prison and I got rescued and I got diagnosed, and it can happen. You know, I didn't believe it could happen, and then my life changed. And things are much better than they ever have been, ever. Even when I was free.